How's Tyree? What's the official diagnosis with that?
I
With him?
am, yeah. I try to call the trainers because I knew that'd be the first question right before I got down here. But I want to meet with those guys as soon as I get done here.
Okay.
I would assume that he's not going to be, that he'll be out.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Ryan Dunleavy.
Brian, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Charlotte, sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
It's a quad. I just got a
A
text.
quad. Oh, a quad.
Yeah. So
Is there
he'll have surgery here soon.
okay.
Just texted.
Like a torn quad,
Yeah.
I take it. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Quad tendon.
Go down then. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yep, you got it. Ryan.
I was hoping you could shed some light on something, Brian, that there's probably about 1,000 different fan theories as to this. Why do you think the offense has been so much more aggressive? And by that, I mean downfield shots taken with both Tommy, who I think you said had a let her rip mentality, and Tyrod than it was with Daniel.
Yeah, I'll just talk about last game. This is the one we just played. I thought that Tyrod saw some things relative to things opening up and let it go and made the right decisions. Every game's different, but he's done that the last couple games for us, which in turn helps. You skip some third downs and usually gives you points. Had one taken back on a penalty. But those are always helpful to get in the end zone.
But the season long number, I get that you want to talk about the last game. My point is the season long numbers show aggressiveness, metrics, whatever, show that the guys, those two quarterbacks, are throwing downfield more. Is that because Daniel is a better run, more likely to run? Is that contributed to the different offensive lines? Like I said, there's about 1,000 theories, and I want to clear it up for people from your
Yeah,
expertise.
we'll look into that. Once we're done with the season, we'll just finish up with this game, get ready for next game, and look at all those things when the season's over.
Okay. But it's safe to say you want your offense to be able to push the ball downfield the way you guys have of late, right?
And big plays help.
Okay.
Tom Rock.
Brian, just to get back to that right tackle spot, how'd you think Matt did when he came in?
I thought he did good. For having played for a while, came in, acquitted himself. Obviously, some plays that we all would like to have back, but did a nice job filling in for us.
And then what made that punt return work?
Well, we got some good blocks under gunners, and then Gunner, got into that mix, did a great job of really securing the football, two hands on it, and spun out of it, and kind of reset the where he was going, and we had a whole wall in front of him, and but it starts with blocking the gunners and the ball security, because he got into that mix and spun out and had a good finish.
He kind of joked. He said he didn't realize how long of a punt return it was. He said he probably shouldn't have returned that one. What did you think at the time?
That a boy.
Jordan Renan.
Hey, Brian.
Jordan,
Happy New Year.
same to you.
Thanks. I'm wondering how do you handle players' futures right during the season? Is it something that comes up in conversations? I know you talk to your players a lot. Obviously that it's something that they think about. Is it something you talk about with them, and how do you sort of handle that?
Give me an example.
Saquon is in the last year of his deal again. It's
Yeah,
obviously
I got you
something
now.
he
No, I
thinks
got
about.
you. I got you. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, we focus on, the opponent we're playing, doing as well as we can do. That's the stuff that we're focused on as a coaching staff and the players. The business side of things will, they'll take care of themselves. But during the season, we're just locked into our opponent, doing what we need to do, practicing, preparing. That's where all our focus is.
And in regards to the offense, I know Ryan was talking about, you know, the big plays. From a macro perspective, like when you sit down in the offseason, try to, you know, envision what your offense is, do you envision it as a big play offense? That, like, do you want to throw down the ball down the field a lot, or how do you kind of?
Yeah, we'll talk about all that once we get to the offseason. Every year is different. So, you know, we'll get up, finish this game up, and get back onto the Eagles.
Dan Duggan. We'll go to Paul Schwartz for now.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good, Paul. Happy New Year.
Good. Same to you. Same to you. As a guy who's been a position coach and a coordinator and now a head coach, how much rope do you feel you give your coordinators, you know, and how much do you lean on them? You have to obviously lean on them a lot, but what do you feel that interaction should be like?
They do a good job of leading their staffs, communication, and then they, you know, you have to, you know, call the game. It's pretty much the way it is.
Are you a, you know, you've had the called games and probably been overruled and vetoed before. Are you sensitive to that, or do you say, no, that's my job. You know, I gotta do that whenever it's necessary.
Look, every call, you know, is my responsibility.
You feel that way, offense and defense, ultimately?
Yeah, every call. But I have trust in those guys. You know, they prepare hard. They work hard as a staff. I have trust in those guys.
Is that a teaching, learning moment kind of thing yesterday with Mike and the second down play and the draw play?
Yeah, look, I'd like to have that one back. Like I said yesterday, not much to add to it. You know, I'd like to have that one back.
Thank you.
Yep.
We'll take three more. Patty Traina.
Hi, Daves. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Patty.
One of the things I don't know if you were asked about this year, at least I don't recall you were, was the play of the gunners on special teams. It looks like, you know, from last year to this year, the gunner play has been a lot better. Can you just talk about the job that they have done? And am I correct when I say that it's been better this year?
You know, Nick McLeod is really one of the better gunners, physical. Now we had to replace him because he was playing a lot of defense, but I think Darnay's really stepped up and done a nice job and you know, forced a lot of fair catches. And when they're singled up, you know, we expect them to win. And, you know, when they get viced and doubled, that's tough sledding. And, you know, we expect them to still go down there and do a good job of, you know, trying to force fair catches or making plays for us. But
when you have guys like that who can, you know, make plays for you and they're at the end of their contract, I mean, does that factor into whether or not, you know, they're part of the plans long term?
Yeah, all those discussions take place at the end of the season. So that's, you know, not for another week.
Thank you.
You got it.
Dan Duggan.
All right, locked me out of the computer, but I found a side door. With the Dory, obviously had that missed tackle on the long catch and run, but just when you watched back through the game, were you satisfied with his physicality play to play?
Yeah, I'd say, look, there's a lot of plays we could all, you know, we all wish we had back, you know, really at every spot. So made some nice plays, you know, created the turnover, but, you know, certainly, you know, we could all do a little bit better.
And then you have to obviously make really quick calls on those two challenges. Who's advising you to when to throw the flag and when not?
Yeah, I talked about this a lot last year, you know, whether it's time management, whether it's the rules. You know, Kate and Ty do a great job. Very well prepared, very well thought out. You know, we meet a lot during the week. You know, and sometimes you got to make a split second decision if you think you see it on the ground. But I usually rely on those guys, you know, to see what they see on the replay. And, you know, you just got to be quick to throw it. They were up there fast on the one. So we just, you know, let that one go. So we used, I'm not sure, we used two in the early on in the game. So if you use two, you get one back. If you get both of them right, So we were fortunate to have another one. Didn't need it, but you know, those were two big ones. One was on fourth down. But those guys do a good job, really, with a lot of things, I would say, within our program. The two of those guys do, you know, two Ivy Leaguers. They do a nice job.
Kim Jones.
Hey, Dabes. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thank you. At least with the players I spoke to post-game, you know, they all were, you know, very disappointed or seemed very disappointed about the loss, about not getting it done, beating the Eagles and that kind of thing, or excuse, you know.
I got you, Rams.
And that kind of thing, sorry. Do you talk to your team when it's out of it about those characteristics, about still playing hard and giving effort as if you were competing for a playoff?
Yeah, well, first they're, you know, you have to understand they're professionals. So everybody has a job to do in this league. You try to do it as you know, as good as you can do it. You try to prepare, take a lot of pride in your work, put a lot of time into it. They put a lot of time into their body, to their studying. They study in groups. This is a, you know, group of guys that have worked really hard. We haven't got the results that we want, but the, you know, the competitive stamina, you know, we certainly talk about competing and finishing and being good teammates. Those are all important characteristics for our program. And again, not the results that we've, you know, we've wanted this season, but, you know, try to finish strong on a good note against a good team that we just played last week. So, but certainly talk about, you know, competition and resiliency and toughness and finish and accountability, all those type of things.
Did Dane Belton in particular impress you yesterday, given the circumstance with which he was, you know, in a prime role?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know he had the turnovers, but you know, the one play that I was really impressed with is a play that, you know, they broke out for the long gain on the hitch route, and his chase to run down there and to finish showed some good long speed. And again, you know, running to the ball when, you know, you think a guy might score. I just thought the effort he had on that play was indicative of what the young man's about.